This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I think directional stuff we're going to be able to more establish in a week or two. So we're going to wait. I'm going to let the free agency process work it out, and we're going to have more information. I can comment that later.
Steve Rosenbloom. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We have more information. We have more information on the book. Welcome in and welcome back. Steve Rosenbloom with you. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Arturis Karnišovas talking about more information. We have more information, but we need more information. More information. On the Bulls, so we are going to talk to Julia Poe of the Chicago Tribune on our guest hotline. The guest hotline is presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Julia, thank you for joining us on this 4th of July, this holiday weekend. And so can we really set off fireworks? We want to set off fireworks when Zach leaves and Vooch leaves and you want to trade everybody. And what are we doing here?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Happy 4th. It definitely feels like, you know, for a Bulls fan base that has been kind of looking for just change in any form, it does feel like we're in the middle of that now, which I think for, you know, a lot of folks around this franchise probably feels like a fresh, good start after how the last couple of years have kind of just slipped into that stagnancy.
But the question about that, of all the moves that are made, the trade of Caruso for Josh Giddey and and drafting a 19-year-old kid that is pretty much dental floss at this point, will need to put on some weight. And I just, this team that is never going to play any defense, and I don't know who's going to hit the threes, and I don't know where this, I know they, so they're going to play faster, it seems like. They'll make the mistakes faster. They'll get beat faster. They'll try to transition faster. I'm trying to understand. There is a sort of a sucktasticness about this rebuild. We're going to be bad, but we'll be exciting bad. Is that seem to be where it's going? Do you get this feel? Do you have, there's reasons for hope, but then there's reasons for, oh my God, palm to forehead moments.
Yeah, I mean, I think the phrase that you hear used a lot around this is like fun bad, where it's, you know, sometimes you kind of have to take that little dip into a growing pains year to be able to actually kind of take multiple steps forward rather than just treading water. And I definitely think that's what the Bulls are looking at here. I think the first big question is whether this is going to be a rebuild or a retool, and we just don't really have the answer on that right now. Obviously, when you decide, okay, it's time to flip the switch and start trying to rebuild a roster, I think any front office would love to just be able to kind of flush things out, make every single move in a window, and then be able to go from there. And that's just not the reality of like what's practical to do with an NBA roster. So I think seeing how many pieces they are able to move this summer is going to be a key part in terms of the Levine, Vucevic, et cetera. That's the key step here of how big of a step forward they can actually take next year. But I do think, you know, the defense, like you said, that's going to be a big concern. I don't know exactly where this team improves on those margins, given the players that are not returning. And so it could be, you know, like I said, a growing pain season for sure.
Julia, I have to ask you, before we start trading everyone, which I'm sure we will in a minute here, but you posted 30 seconds of video yesterday on Twitter that, I mean, I found fascinating because I know a lot of people, we haven't seen Lonzo Ball, and yes, I know Bulls fans have been using Lonzo and hoping he comes back as kind of that, you know, boy, if we only had Lonzo Ball, but he actually seems, like in this video, he's running around playing basketball, he seems to be moving very well. I mean, is this real? I mean, do you know, is this real? Like, he's really going to be able to play after everything he's had with that knee?
So my general advice is always to take absolutely zero stock in any Instagram video of literally any player playing basketball ever. Like, you see this every summer. These guys come out and they, you know, they show off them making 35 threes in a row, and then they come in and they shoot 25% on the season, you know, stuff like that. Like, you just can't put too much stock in it. The thing that I like the most from that video, Alonzo for 2 years-ish was not able to move without pain, period. So it's just great seeing the guy be able to, like, get around, clearly be having fun. That's all very positive. I think when you look at the reality of a player trying to come back from two different transplant surgeries that no NBA player has ever come back from before, you just got to temper everything you see with that reality. So I'm always of the positive mind. Obviously would love to see Lonzo make this full recovery, but it's been long enough that I don't think you can make a single plan with that considered to be a guarantee at all.
Julia Poe is our guest. She covers the Bulls for the Tribune. We're talking Bulls here on The Score. You're home for the Bulls. Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito with you. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Julia, I know it's early, and Arturis Karnišovas needs more information. He'll have more information for everybody later, but what is your starting lineup for the Bulls right now?
Oh, that is a great question. I think the most interesting thing is how they handle, I mean, obviously Josh Giddey was not guaranteeing that he's stepping into that starting point guard role, but that's definitely what they're bringing him in here to do. So you have kind of a nice combination there where, assuming that LaVine does not get moved this summer, because we know how gargantuan of a task that has been, most likely rehabbing his market value is going to be like the key of this summer or of this season. I think having that Giddey White and a Giddey and White combo with Zach LaVine, slotting Patrick Williams in there, and then Vucevic, that's probably most realistic. If they are able to make some moves, then I think you kind of start toying around with, okay, where does Jalen Smith fit into this? You know, where does maybe Io fit into that starting group? But I do think that that group's not going to look much different except for the addition of LaVine coming back from injury and then Giddey slotting into that starting group.
So your starting lineup would have both Vuce and LaVine still in it. If they can't move them, they have to start, even though Jalen Smith would seem to be a better option that at center. I have no idea. You just tell Vuce, oh, we're paying you a lot of money. You do what we say you're going to do. And the same with Zach, although rehabbing his trade value is certainly more paramount. But you would have Vuce and Zach in the same starting lineup, which makes it seems like nothing's changed.
Yeah, I definitely would. So two different pieces there. Zach, I mean, if we are at a point where the Bulls' number one priority is trading Zach LaVine, then he needs to be starting and he needs to be getting fed a lot so that his value is being made as clear as possible on the court. That, in my opinion, is one of your main priorities. Obviously, you're going to balance that, and Zach is, you know, he's not a huge ball hog player as long as you're actually, like, balancing a little bit of an offense around him. But that is a priority. You're not going to change that. I think with Vuce, I have absolutely no problem with your veteran center starting the season. If Jalen does play him out of that lineup through the season, that is a great learning experience. But I don't necessarily think that you need to come in and immediately just start pulling everyone and rearranging everything around. There's a lot of minutes in an NBA game. You can still grow that player a lot coming off the bench and then kind of go from there.
Julia, we've been talking a little bit about free agency and DeMar. Any insights, thoughts, feelings as to where he ends up?
I think it's interesting just how the market kind of is so brutal in the way it fluctuates around these players, because we've seen over the last week or so just kind of this weird disconnect between everyone around the league obviously respects DeMar so much. He has a lot of value. What he does, he's, you know, one of the best at. And he has that, like, great veteran locker room presence. And then you're kind of looking at where his salary would be and what fits look like. And it's just, like, so quickly you kind of narrow down to where there aren't a ton of fits. So I think it's been interesting to see L.A. and Miami kind of emerge as two of these destinations. I think, obviously, him being able to play in Los Angeles just for himself personally, he was very open about the fact at the end of last season that this might be one of his last contracts. So I think being able to close things in his hometown would be something that would be a huge priority. But I'm interested to see where it goes, because, like I said, that market feels like it's fluctuated so much almost day to day in the last week that it's kind of hard to just predict where some of these landing spots can be.
Julia Poe is our guest. She covers the Bulls for the Tribune. We're talking Bulls here on The Score. Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito with you. You make the case, so share with the class, about trading Vooch. You wrote about it. It's on chicagotribune.com/sports. So it seems like a wonderful idea to me, because anybody, if you're starting a guy who can't hit threes like he used to, and is the target of every pick and roll, that's a good guy to get rid of. I don't know how it happens with his deal, but walk us through that possibility and your thought process.
Yeah, definitely. I think it first is just mutually beneficial. This is kind of the same outlook that I had on DeMar potentially walking in free agency, is just that once you do start kind of committing to, okay, we're doing the youth movement, it's really tough to ask guys that are 33 and up to kind of stick around for that. I think for them, it can feel like maybe you're kind of just getting in the slog of, you know, you're doing a lot of mentoring and you're doing a lot of anchoring a starting group, and it's just kind of wears on you over a couple seasons. So I think it would be beneficial for both Vooch and the Bulls if they do kind of come to that decision that that's what needs to happen this summer. I just do not know how you get that done, given that he's got 2 years left on his contract. The Bulls probably overpaid for him just a little bit, especially given the fall off that he had from three last year. I think when you look at least statistically how he performed, that does at his age, I think, make maybe some front offices look at that and go, I don't know, I feel like we might get diminishing returns on this guy. So I think that's where the struggle is. I think the Bulls would be completely right to want that trade to happen this summer. But when I was looking through it, I was really struggling to come up with, okay, like, this is how you pitch this and how you sell this and get really anything back. And I don't know if they would want to commit to just like dumping that, given how much Vooch has been able to contribute to the roster, even in kind of those down years.
Julia, as you look at this front office and try to evaluate AK and Eversley and what they've done, how do you grade them? I mean, certainly we can see that playoff-wise there has not been the successes. The ball injury, certainly a huge thing a few years ago, but it has really handicapped them as well. But you also, as you mentioned, Vooch, the contract probably not great. You had a lot of age on this team last year, and Zach has, as a max player, not worked out yet. How do you weigh all that? Where do you see thus far as to what AK and company have done?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, talk about fluctuating. I feel like trade deadline to trade deadline and window to window, this front office has had such wildly different results. I thought that 2021 kind of project that they put together was nice. Like, we saw what it looked like on the court. It clearly was fundamentally flawed, because if you have one player injury completely upset the way that a team is able to work, that means that it wasn't necessarily the most sturdy roster construction ever. But I liked how things looked in 2021. I think the biggest issue that we've seen since then is just the complete, like, freeze in the headlights moment. And again, I just don't think that you can let one injury hit you like that in terms of how much they froze up, specifically in the last year when they had multiple expiring contracts like Drummond, like DeRozan, that they just did not take the most advantage of. That being said, I think this summer has been, in a vacuum, a really solid step forward for the front office. I have not been on this beat for that long, but it feels like it's the first time almost since I got here to Chicago that they've really had like forward momentum, and you can tell where they're trying to go and why all of the roster moves are happening. So that's a positive step. That's like the number one thing you want from a front office, is to just be able to look at their moves and go, okay, I see where you're going with this.
Well, I would hope so. I'm looking forward to that. I think Hunter Chovas has been both or either inept or inert. And maybe that was ownership saying, no, we got to fake this. We got to fake this. Ownership saying, I need the playoff money. There's no playoff money. And finally, ownership giving in and saying, all right, do what needs to be done. So they ripped off the Band-Aid. But the guy as the front man for the franchise and making moves has looked inept or inert. And when you put the original thing together, it looked really good. We didn't know that Lonzo Ball was Michael Jordan, and that without him, everything falls apart. And then he didn't react well. So he seems to be acting now or reacting to an opportunity to make changes. Don't know what in the past gives us faith, except that he built those four, not big three. It was a big four. And that's really all we have to rely on is, can you do this with guys who like can't play defense and only half of whom can shoot in a shooting league? That's another problem. Do you think he's recognized the need for three-point shooting?
I definitely hope so, because that has been, listen, going from the Chicago Bulls season straight into the Chicago Sky season has been, I think I've seen fewer three-point shots taken than like any beat writer in the country. I mean, it's been a minute. So I definitely hope so. I mean, I think that's one of the interesting things with like that Jaylen addition at kind of the big position. That's one of the silver linings of that, is going out and finding that big who can do it for you around the rim, but who can also shoot from three. And so that's one of those areas where, you know, I think their draft pick maybe did not fulfill that, but it does seem that at least in free agency, they prioritized finding that shooter, or at least someone who could bulk that up a little bit in an improvement. But yeah, it's that is one of those realities that, especially when you move away from a major focal point in your roster like DeRozan, who's not a three-point taker as much, I think that that's where you have to hope that shift is happening. But if not, yeah, defense and threes, if the Bulls cannot kind of figure out how to shift their rosters around that, I just really struggle to see how they're going to compete, especially with how the East looks right now.
Tell them to stop sucking. All right. It's a simple, I know the keep it simple, stupid idea. Stop sucking. Julia, thank you for your time. We appreciate
thank
you joining
you so much.
Us. Thank you for joining
Thanks,
us
Julia.
On the holiday. 4th of July.
Celebrating our independence from sucking.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Kind of.
So the Bulls get younger. The Blackhawks are getting older.
Hey.
So the Blackhawks got older. They added a bunch of veterans as placeholders for the kids who are coming or will be coming. And I know some people are playing golf today. 4th of July is always a big day on golf courses, right?
Indeed.
So I have a golf tournament that I am a fan of and I favor and I support, and I will bring that information to you. Oh my God, I can't.
It's Layla.
It's just a Layla 4th of July. It's Layla Independence. You are she's indefatigable. And she's with the fatigable Lawrence Holmes. He'll be here soon. But I have a golf tournament I love, and it involves what is now one of the newest NHL Hall of Famers. And let me just say, the NHL remains depraved and sick. So we can talk about all that next.
We're spraying to all fields with the NHL, aren't we?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome and welcome back. Coming up later this hour, Lawrence and Layla, we will do transition with them. before they start the radio station at 10 o'clock.
They start the day?
Yeah,
the they start the radio day.
Yes, and now resumes score broadcasting at 10 o'clock. Before that, though, I know there's lots of people listening to us as they drive to their golf courses. This is the 4th of July is a big day. I mean, unless it's pouring, and it's not. So I have a golf tournament for you. It's called the Helping Hands Network. Go to helpinghandstoday.org. And you go to this golf tournament. It's in Long Grove at Twin Orchards. And it's I've supported this for decades. It's been a wonderful, they help developmentally challenged people. They help people grow into adulthood. It's one thing to help them to get to the, like when they're 18, it's another thing to help them later than that. So your money supports that. The celebrity chairman of this golf outing is a member this year's class of the Hall of Fame.
Well, I think I know who it is.
Who would you guess?
Jeremy Roenick.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. JR has long been the celebrity chairman. He will be there. It's July 29th at Old Orchard. You can go to helpinghandstoday.org. There will be, at the end of it, it will be a really nice dinner and an auction of, in addition to having, especially if you love hockey, there's always a strong hockey presence at this outing and other sports and other sports names. But you can get your picture taken or shake the hands or whatever you want to do with the newest member, the Hockey Hall of Fame, Jeremy Roenick.
A fan favorite.
He was a media favorite, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Media favorite, because JR could talk. And you've seen it. No matter where he goes,
he talked.
And the emotion, this is a guy, he told me on the air, we're talking about, it was during the Chelios number retirement,
mm-hmm.
and he's talking about, he tells a story of his career, because he was like 158 pounds, and he got drafted by the Blackhawks because of a bathroom meeting with Mike Keenan. They're using side-by-side stalls the way I did with Neil Fiorito. There was heavy traffic in the men's
BBM
bathroom.
Traffic.
WBBM traffic, heavy traffic in the men's urinals. That's the way I did this morning. He's got, by the way, Neil Fiorito, WBBM uh-huh. traffic, is wearing, looks very patriotic. Have you seen him?
I have not.
He is wearing a flag tie, USA flag tie, the red, white, the stars and stripes, but it's a zip-up tie. You know the knot, right behind the knot? It uh-huh. unzips.
Oh my God,
where have you been all my life?
I hadn't seen that.
He's got that. It's kind of a satiny Nicole Miller kind of thing. It's not Nicole Miller. The whole idea of a zip-up tie, that's my kind of fashion.
That's interesting.
Anyways, Jeremy Roenick and Mike Keenan are in the year of the draft, that 88 draft, and Can you play in this league, kid? And he's this scrawny kid.
Uh-huh.
He was listed at 165, but that was a lie. He was 158. We were talking about it on the air, and the Hawks draft him. Keenan's the coach. The Hawks draft him. And this is the first game he plays. They're in Kalamazoo against the Wings minor league team. And he skated by a check, and he came to the bench, and Keenan put his hands around Roenick's throat. He says, "If you ever skate by a check again, I will kill your career." He's choking him on the bench. So he went from getting choked on the bench to getting choked up when Lanny McDonald called him to induct him into the Hall of Fame. And JR's emotions have always been, that's why you love him. I mean, he scored 50 goals.
Yeah.
Last guy to do it three times in a row and for the Blackhawks. He is as emotional and emotive and animated, and fans love him. Media loved him. His style of play was, he played at 160. Like Messier played at 210. That's why he got hurt. Guy had played 20 years. He had at least 10 concussions. JR. Anyways, helpinghandstoday.org. That's the golf tournament. July 29th, Jeremy Roenick and a lot of other hockey guys. Maybe see Steve Dubinsky there. I'm not sure if Duber will be there. Ask him to tell you the story of his first game on an NHL bench.
I'm sure it's a good one.
Oh, my God. And let me take this opportunity to say, the NHL is depraved and sick and will always be that way. The news this week that Joel Quenneville, Stan Bowman, and Al MacIsaac were reinstated in the league. The people who facilitated sexual predators' employment will be allowed back in the league. We don't need to relitigate the whole thing with Kyle Beach. Nobody listened to Kyle Beach. Quenneville, Bowman, McIsaac, John McDonough were four of the people who were in the room where it happened, in the room where it happened. They discussed this before the Western Conference Finals against San Jose. And they decided they were going to sit on charges of sexual abuse by the video coach, Brad Aldridge. He sexually abused one of the Hawks players. Well, you know what? They sat on it because winning the Stanley Cup was more important. You know what? Remember that ad campaign? One goal?
Mm-hmm.
One goal. They sat on it. And they sat on it for a decade. Finally, it all came to light. McDonough was fired. McIsaac. They were all fired, even when Quenneville was in Florida. Florida just won the Stanley Cup. And Bowman was fired. They're all fired because of their part in the cover-up. Their depravity. Their despicable actions and lack of actions. And now they've been allowed back in the league. You know what? Sorry. At some point, you have to draw a line. You can't come back to the NHL. You cannot work for another NHL team. You don't belong in our league. That is sick stuff. Everybody in that room was a parent. How, if you're a parent, could you sit and do nothing? You know why? As Quenneville used to say, nobody likes winning more than me. Yep, apparently so.
I read the other day that Stan Bowman, I believe it was Edmonton? Somebody is, he's already considered a strong favorite for Calgary.
Gary wanted to go after the Bowman kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they might. And they'll have to answer for their role. Hockey has a cultural problem that is as sick as it gets. You read about it in junior hockey and how young boys away from home get abused by coaches. Sexual predators lurk in and about the hockey world. And not only did Joel Quenneville sit on it, was part of the group that sat on it, Joel Quenneville gave Brad Aldrich a recommendation at another job.
Hmm.
You can't come back to my league if I'm in charge. Gary Bettman is just, you don't have to feel as strongly as me, but I think it's sick. I hate what the NHL is doing and how it's trying to, guess what? They haven't learned their lesson. Winning will still supersede everything. I don't think they went and spent time away and got a conscience.
Apparently not. I heard our former guy, former SCORE colleague here, Jay Zawoski, on the air recently here talking about this.
Really?
He basically said, yeah, imagine you're a parent and, you know, this is, you know, one of your kids. I mean, that's a...
And they go to like a team that Quenneville's coaching or Bowman is running. 100%.
How do you get around that? How do you justify that? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I wanted to run by Jay. See, Jay's not just a hockey guy. He's the co-founder of the I'm Fat podcast.
Yes, he is.
So I'll run it by you since you're dental floss compared to Jay. This... Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan, the best Bernans. I am the greatest Bernans influencer.
I remember that, yes.
So Big Ed's in Waukegan, they just moved into the new place. They have the greatest Bernans. So we went there, me and the Otter went there a couple weeks ago, and Big Ed's out, and so saw him on our way out. By the way, his attorney, one of his attorneys is a Waken Baker.
Oh, good.
I saw a picture of it.
Is his name actually Ed, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Ed. And he's big, and his name's Ed. And so one of his attorneys, he showed me a picture of him waking and baking. And that was, so we're walking out, and I was like, I got it. The burnt ends were outstanding. I ate the whole plate. And I'm, you know, when you do that, I usually only eat half, and I can't eat. He goes, if it don't hurt, keep eating. That's
there you go, Ed.
So again, obvious shirts, right? I expect that to be on a shirt you can buy at Big Ed's, but is that, have you ever, and whether you're doing your buffet or just like doing, if it don't hurt, keep eating.
I do pretty well with all you can eat buffets. I used to love, and this totally dates me, back in the day when I was on the road all the time, driving around doing weird things, that you had the Pizza Hut lunch buffet. You remember
oh,
that?
Yeah.
man, I could put pizza slices away, and then you'd get some breadsticks, and it's like, oh, maybe I'll have some dessert breadsticks.
Dessert breadsticks?
Or dessert, you know, the pizza that had the, it was pizza crust with, like, fruit filling and icing on it, and that was the dessert pizza.
It's not, don't do that. Don't
I would have some of that sometimes, too, but the pizza, yes, I am with you on the keep eating until it hurts. There you go.
It don't hurt, keep eating. All right, we are going to stop. Right now, we're going to stop doing this radio, and we're going to take a break, and then we're going to start doing Transition with Lawrence Holmes and Layla Rahimi. And I have a question. Layla needs to book a guest for us.
I would be intrigued by this guest.
Yes, we're going to talk about that. Next, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This is when we need the last and third Jaws cut, Tyler Farengold. Because this is where we are. We say we had the Jaws music, John Williams' brilliant, brilliant score. And then we had the mayor. As you could tell, the predator has been caught. Everyone's there. And now we need, exactly now, we need the third cut. Gonna need a bigger boat. We have a bigger boat. We're doing Transition.
Get a bigger boat.
Rosie, you got to understand that that movie predates young Tyler by like 30 years.
I walked him up to it. Lawrence.
I mean, you got to cut the young ones some slack.
George Washington predated all of us. We know he was the first president.
It's true, but we have cultural references that the youngins are like, what are you old people talking about?
They don't even dance with their hands in the air anymore.
They don't even dance.
It has totally changed. We used to make fun of people wearing crew socks. Now they're the ones making fun of people wearing ankle socks.
That's right.
Yep.
I got ankle socks, Tyler, so don't make fun of me.
Ankle socks were created because of technology.
Yeah, man.
Some of the stuff got created because we had new fabric technology.
And I'm trying to show off these killer calves, too.
That's it.
I feel like it's all the way clam diggers.
That's right.
Clam diggers.
Another cultural reference.
Man, okay, so I woke up this morning and I was like, rewind app, started off with the first hour of Rosie and Esposito. My God. Blowtorch. I thought I come in here sometimes. Blowtorch. No.
I got a text message from Layla. Espo and Rosie are on one this morning.
Even for you guys, I have a standard here.
It's a 4th of July. Go off. Why not? If you're not going to vent on radio, if we're not going to be your radio rage room, and we have the last place team and the last place team.
Yeah.
Your last. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good.
We did
America!
It.
Right.
We did it.
All is well, though, as we've discovered, the Martin Maldonado game has happened.
Oh, my God. You said that you couldn't make that sound because it made people nervous.
It does make people nervous. So, kind of like the woman who didn't know I was carrying a travel pillow at the St. Louis airport.
Yes. Did you? You haven't told this on air, have you?
Oh, God, no. No, so I'm at the St. Louis airport, and I made it through security. And, guys, I will be honest. I used to be on the selected list. I'm still on the global selected list. It is not a good time. Like, you can't check in early. You have to check in at the airport. They ask you strange questions. They go through all your luggage every time. Like, I started leaving notes in return saying, like, enjoy my underwear, TSA. Like, guys, people know where I am. You know, they don't know my job. They just know that somebody with my name, which is really common, Layla Rahimi is a very common name, did something. So I was like, oh, man, St. Louis Airport. I've got a mug in there from the Missouri Journalism School. I've got like some macadamia nuts from Hawaii. I have no idea what's going to happen here. So like I get through security and as I'm walking, this woman comes up to me and just starts talking. Doesn't say hi. Doesn't introduce herself. Nothing. Just starts yelling at me. And she's like, what's that thing dangling from your bag? And I'm like, and she keeps talking. She's like, I just want to know, and I'm like, I was this close from going, it's Al Qaeda, ma'am. It's Al Qaeda. It's the city of Chicago, and it's all the people who took your job.
It's crime.
They're all in there. It's all in that bag. I'm like, it's a travel pillow. We're at an airport.
Mm-hmm.
I was seriously this close from going like, it's the city of Chicago. It's also all the people who took your jobs. Is that sufficient? She just kept going. She's like, well, it's just dangling there. You know, I just had to ask. And it was labeled TRTL. It's the turtle travel pillow. And you can wrap it around your face so that way people can't see when you drool in your sleep. And I'm like,
that is such a user-friendly part of it.
It really is. I'm not kidding. It's also why I wear masks on planes. So, just didn't say hi, didn't say excuse me, just starts yelling at me because she saw a travel pillow in a bag dangling from my bag and thought she was entitled to that information.
You might be part of a sleeper cell.
I was seriously this close from going, it's Al-Qaeda. They're just all in there.
Everyone. They're all in the pillow.
Never mind the fact that I made it through security at multiple airports. It's not important. Just
her security, though.
America.
Hers. America.
I just, when I said it's a travel pillow, I just stopped. And she just kept talking. And I'm like, this is not going to make
I'm done talking.
Like, see all those people with travel pillows at the airport?
Mm-hmm. Just like
see,
that one.
See how it's labeled? But yeah, I was this close from going, it's also all the people who took your jobs. Just happy Independence Day, everybody.
Yes.
And you know what? I am allowed to say that because I am a proud citizen of these United States.
There you are.
Damn right you
and
are.
And I got approved by TSA. Next up is global entry.
I got mine.
Woo-hoo. Be prepared for my boring life.
I got mine a few weeks ago when I came back from Montreal. And I'm like, yes, because it was so great. I'm in line coming back through customs. And the customs guy is like, hey, you filled out an application for global entry, right? I was like, oh yeah. It's like, you know, the interview was at O'Hare. I live in Hyde Park. The idea of driving to O'Hare to not go someplace,
pay to park.
They were doing Zoom global entry meetings.
They were, but then they stopped.
Oh, so who messed it up? Who screwed that up?
Once things got better, you know, from a COVID standpoint, they kind of stopped doing that. Huh. But the guy was like, well, you could just go get an interview here. And I was like, what do you mean? Well, just go over there. It was 9 o'clock in the morning in Montreal. No one's sitting there except for this nice Haitian woman who was like, okay, let's da-da-da-da-da. 5 minutes later, she's like, they'll send you the card in a week.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Damn.
So now I can go anywhere I want to.
You didn't even play the Lawrence Holmes card.
No, that's a bad card to play.
It's now that's big time.
How do they say it in France? Is it like Laurence?
Laurent, right? It would be Laurent. Saint Laurent. Laurent. Mm-hmm. Or Saint Laurent.
One bastion of the French language is many letters for one sound.
It's a lot. Like the word for sister in French is just
fille.
Sœur.
Fille is girl.
S O E U R.
Yes, but it's like remember, it's like the O
and the E are connected.
Yes, it's
they're
so
conjoined.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's very very Sœur. Weird. But no, I will say that I did. I had to go to the DMV in Midlothian this past weekend, and my brother and I are there. And he got the full treatment, like, because the guys that were running the Midlothian DMV were like, we listen all the time. So
there you go. That was helpful.
Your brother.
No. I mean, we're both there. Oh, but okay. If you see the two of us together, it's jarring because we look pretty much the same, except he's taller and more handsome. So It
other than that, they're pretty much sure they're Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in twins. Right.
Ah, the beauty of contrast.
That's actually pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. So what were you guys? I missed it. What were you guys going off about?
Everything.
Our last place baseball. Teams, the general manager of the Cubs, the president of the Cubs, talking about, well, we got these veteran players, we got these young players, you know, we don't have much rigor. Your job is to create wiggle room. You signed them. You need to shake it up. There's nobody you could pull out of that dressing room who would not. It would send a message. Sometimes that just happens. You do it. Your vision is not being realized. You have a bad defensive team. Your manager is playing some of the worst defensive players around when you said you're going to be better defensively and you suck. Your base running sucks. You're 13 games behind Milwaukee. You have their manager. How'd that work out for you?
Not great.
What is Jed Hoyer one without Theo?
That's a question that I've been asking for a couple of weeks. And you know what's really scary? Up until about 3 weeks ago, if you looked at the White Sox record since 2020, so including the La Russa years and the Cubs record in that same period of time, About the same.
You know what else we were yelling about since April 26th? The Cubs have won 22 games and the White Sox have won 21.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Come on. What? And nobody's doing nothing. And the White Sox are in a better position to get return on that bad team than the Cubs are to get return on that bad team.
Can I give a small pet peeve with Craig Counsell? And I really like Craig Counsell. I think he's a really good manager.
God bless him. He's going to age like the president.
He is. Well, let's hope he doesn't age like the president.
Not that much.
That went downhill real quick. I don't like, he's done this twice in the last week. I don't like when he challenges hit by pitch. Because it's hard to overturn that. And it happened again last night. Mm-hmm. Usually, the ones where the ball ricochets, it's going off the end of the bat.
Nah.
And people are, you know, you're supposed to play it up like you got hit. But there's almost no difference between hand and bat. So if they called it not hit by pitch on the field, the chances that they're going to change it, small. And both times that he's done it in the last week, I'm like, why are you doing that?
Sometimes you do it to back up your players. A manager or coach has to do that, and they have the players, I got your back, you're going to get in. And they'll do that for that reason.
I mean, I feel like he's shown them enough. He's backed them up by continuing to play guys that have been bad.
He's also the same one who preaches authenticity of self, and that's not who he is. You know, he's not the person to necessarily go out there fire and brimstone. Like Ozzy, Rick Renteria, David Ross, those guys did that. That was authentic to them.
Well, you hear it on the air, and I love listening to his interviews with Parkins and Spiegel when he's on during the afternoon show. And Danny even came on and said, like, that's him. You know, he's going to give you measured answers. He's not going to say anything more than what he has to say. That is just his personality. That's just how he is. And that's right. That's how he's going to manage the team, too. And I tend to agree with what Steve is saying. I mean, he's got the roster he's got. He can only play who he can play. And a lot of those positions, like it or not, are kind of locked unless Jed moves some of the pieces.
That's right. And I agree. Accountability should be handed out to everybody. The famous Josh Rock accountability pie, or the blame pie. I think he calls it the blame pie. Accountability is too nice. But there's a lot of blame pie to go around. I think everybody's getting a slice. It's just a matter of how big and how.
And sometimes managers and coaches will play guys, the wrong guys, to send a message to the general manager.
Yeah, I think I think Counsell actually did that earlier in the year with the bunt game. I think that was this is what we have to do.
Making outs on the bases.
To manufacture runs, because I don't have guys that can hit homers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cubs last night. Layla hit on something, and Alex Kuhn hit on something that we need to talk about. The darkest timeline.
We're in the darkest baseball timeline.
You mean two last place teams?
I'm walking into the room with two pizzas, and the room is on fire.
Martin Maldonado is almost at 100, though.
So. I did almost. See last night. It was like, I go, oh, Martin Maldonado hit a home run. I did the same thing.
Almost.
The exact same thing.
My partner is getting ready for the NASCAR race, so she's got all sorts of stories about getting ready for that. Sahadev Sharma will join us at noon, and then we'll do, what are you calling, are you calling it the real pregame, or are we calling it pre-pre?
Pre-pre, but here's the thing. We have a segment at 11 that I've entitled Business Decisions, where, listen, your favorite player on a team that might not be so great might be managing his business.
And we need to be okay with that. So that's what we have planned. Gentlemen, have an excellent rest of your day.
Have
Cash
a great
rules,
show.
Everything around me. Cream dollar. Get the dollar bills, y'all. Bye, Chance the Rabbi.
I'd like to say f*** you to that kid right now.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is when we need the last and third jaws cut, Tyler Farengold. Because this is where we are. We say we had the Jaws music, John Williams' brilliant score. And then we had the mayor. As you could tell, the predator has been caught. Everyone's there. And now we need, exactly now, we need the third cut. Yeah, we're going to need a bigger boat. We have a bigger boat. We're doing transition.
Get a bigger boat.
Rosie, you got to understand that that movie predates young Tyler by like 30 years.
I walked him up to it. Lawrence!
I mean, you got to cut the young ones some slack.
George Washington predated all of us. We know he was the first president.
It's true, but we have cultural references that the youngins are like, what are you old people talking about?
They don't even dance with their hands in the air anymore.
They don't even dance.
It has totally changed. We used to make fun of people wearing crew socks. Now they're the ones making fun of people wearing ankle socks.
That's right.
Yep.
I got on ankle socks, Tyler, so don't make fun of me.
Ankle socks were created because of technology.
Yeah, man.
Some of the stuff got created because we had new fabric technology.
And I'm trying to show off these killer calves, too.
That's it.
I feel like it's an episode of Clam Diggers.
That's right.
Clam digger.
Yeah, another cultural reference.
Man, okay, so I woke up this morning and I was like, rewind app, started off with the first hour of Rosie and Esposito. My God. Blowtorch. I thought I come in here sometimes, blowtorch. No.
I got a text message from Layla. Espo and Rosie are on one this morning.
Even for you guys, I have a standard here.
Look, it's a 4th of July, go off. Why not? If you're not going to vent on radio, if we're not going to be your radio rage room, and we have the last place team and the last place team.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm. It's good.
We did
America!
It!
Right.
We did it.
All is well, though, as we've discovered, the Martin Maldonado game has happened.
That you couldn't make that sound because it made people nervous.
It does make people nervous. So, kind of like the woman who didn't know I was carrying a travel pillow at the St. Louis airport.
Yes. You haven't told this on air, have you?
Oh, God, no. No, so I'm at the St. Louis airport, and I made it through security. And, guys, I will be honest. I used to be on the selected list. I'm still on the global selected list. It is not a good time. Like, you can't check in early. You have to check in at the airport. They ask you strange questions. They go through all your luggage every time. Like, I started leaving notes in return saying, like, enjoy my underwear, TSA. Like, guys, people know where I am. You know, they don't know my job. They just know that somebody with my name, which is really common, Layla Rahimi is a very common name, did something. So I was like, oh, man, St. Louis airport. I've got a mug in there from the Missouri Journalism School. I've got like some macadamia nuts from Hawaii. I have no idea what's going to happen here. So like I get through security and as I'm walking, this woman comes up to me and just starts talking. Doesn't say hi. Doesn't introduce herself. Nothing. Just starts yelling at me. And she's like, what's that thing dangling from your bag? And I'm like, and she keeps talking. She's like, I just want to know, you know, and I'm like, I was this close from going, it's Al Qaeda, ma'am. It's Al Qaeda. It's the city of Chicago, and it's all the people who took your job.
It's crime.
They're all in there. It's all in that bag. I'm like, it's a travel pillow. We're at an airport. And I was seriously this close from going like, it's the city of Chicago. It's also all the people who took your jobs. Is that sufficient? She just kept going. She's like, well, it's just dangling there. You know, I just had to ask. And it was labeled TRTL. It's the turtle travel pillow. And you can wrap it around your face so that way people can't see when you drool in your sleep. And
that is such a user-friendly part of it.
It really is. I'm not kidding. It's also why I wear masks on planes. So, just didn't say hi. Didn't say excuse me. Just starts yelling at me because she saw a travel pillow in a bag dangling from my bag and thought she was entitled to that information.
You might be part of a sleeper cell.
I was seriously this close from going, it's Al Qaeda. They're just all in there.
Everyone. They're all in the pillow.
They're
all in
the bag. Never mind the fact that I made it through security at multiple airports. It's not important. Just
her security, though.
America.
Hers. America.
I just, when I said it's a travel pillow, I just stopped and she just kept talking and I'm like, this is not going to make
it. I'm done talking now.
Like, see all those people with travel pillows at the airport?
Just like that one.
See how it's labeled? But yeah, I was this close from going, it's also all the people who took your jobs. Just happy Independence Day, everybody.
Yes.
And you know what? I am allowed to say that because I am a proud citizen of these United States.
There you are.
Damn right you
and
are.
And I got approved by TSA. Next up is global entry.
I got mine.
Woo-hoo. Be prepared for my boring life.
I got mine a few weeks ago when I came back from Montreal. And I'm like, yes, because it was so great. I'm in line coming back through customs. And the customs guy is like, hey, you filled out a application for global entry, right? I was like, oh, yeah. It's like, you know, the interview was at O'Hare. I live in Hyde Park. The idea of driving to O'Hare to not go someplace.
Pay to park.
They were doing Zoom global entry meetings.
They were, but then they stopped.
Oh, so, who messed it up? Who screwed that up
once things got better, you know, from a COVID standpoint, they kind of stopped doing that. Huh. But the guy was like, well, you could just go get an interview here. And I was like, what do you mean? Well, just go over there. It was 9 o'clock in the morning in Montreal. No one's sitting there except for this nice Haitian woman who was like, okay, let's do. 5 minutes later, she's like, they'll send you the card in a week.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Damn.
So now I can go anywhere I want to.
You didn't even play the Lawrence Holmes card.
No, that's a bad card to play.
That's big time.
How do they say it in France? Is it like Laurence?
Laurence,
right? It would be Saint Laurent.
Laurent.
Mm-hmm. Or Saint Laurent.
One bastion of the French language is many letters for one sound.
It's a lot. Like the word for sister in French is just
fille.
Sœur.
Fille is girl.
S O E U R.
Yes, but it's like remember, it's like the O
and the E are connected.
Yes, it's so
conjoined.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's very very Sœur. Weird. But no, I will say that I had to go to the DMV in Midlothian this past weekend, and my brother and I are there, and he got the full treatment. Like, because the guys that were running the Midlothian DMV were like, we listen all the time. So
your brother.
No. I mean, we're both there. Oh, but okay. If you see the two of us together, it's jarring because we look pretty much the same, except he's taller and more handsome. So.
Other than that, they're pretty much sure they're Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, and twins. Right.
Ah, the beauty of contrast.
That's actually pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. So what were you guys, I missed it. What were you guys going off about?
Everything.
Our last place teams, the general manager of the Cubs, the president of the Cubs, talking about, well, we had these veteran players, we got these young players, you know, we don't have much work. Your job is to create wiggle room. You signed them. You need to shake it up. There's nobody you could pull out of that dressing room who would not. It would send a message. Sometimes that just happens. You do it. Your vision is not being realized. You have a bad defensive team. Your manager is playing some of the worst defensive players around when you said you're going to be better defensively and you suck. Your base running sucks. You're 13 games behind Milwaukee. You have their manager. How'd that work out for you?
Not great.
What is Jed Hoyer one without Theo?
That's a question that I've been asking for a couple of weeks. And you know what's really scary? Up until about 3 weeks ago, if you looked at the White Sox record since 2020, so including the La Russa years, and the Cubs record in that same period of time, about the same.
You know what else we were yelling about since April 26th? The Cubs have won 22 games and the White Sox have won 21.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Come on. Nobody's doing nothing. And the White Sox are in a better position to get return on that bad team than the Cubs are to get return on that bad team.
Can I give a small pet peeve with Craig Counsell? And I really like Craig Counsell. I think he's a really good manager.
God bless him. He's going to age like the president.
He is. Well, let's hope he doesn't age like the president.
Not that much.
That went downhill real quick. I don't like, he's done this twice in the last week. I don't like when he challenges hit by pitch. Because it's hard to overturn that. And it happened again last night. Usually those, the ones where the ball ricochets, it's going off the end of the bat.
Nah.
And people are, you know, you're supposed to play it up like you got hit, But there's almost no difference between hand and bat. So if they called it not hit by pitch on the field, the chances that they're going to change it, small. And both times that he's done it in the last week, I'm like, why are you doing that?
Sometimes you do it to back up your players. A manager or coach has to do that, and they have to, the players, I got your back, you're going to get, and they'll do that for that reason.
I mean, I feel like he's shown them enough. He's backed them up by continuing to play guys that have been bad.
He's also, right? But he's also the same one who preaches authenticity of self, and that's not who he is. You know, he's not the person to necessarily go out there fire and brimstone. Like Ozzy, Rick Renteria, David Ross, those guys did that. That was authentic to them.
Well, you hear it on the air, and I love listening to his interviews with Parkins and Spiegel when he's on during the afternoon show. And Danny even came on and said, like, that's him. You know, he's going to give you measured answers. He's not going to say anything more than what he has to say. That is just his personality. That's just how he is. And that's right. That's how he's going to manage the team, too. And I tend to agree with what Steve is saying. I mean, he's got the roster he's got. He can only play who he can play. And those, a lot of those positions, like it or not, are kind of locked unless Jed moves some of the pieces.
That's right. And I agree. Accountability should be handed out to everybody. The famous Josh Rock accountability pie, or the blame pie. I think he calls it the blame pie. Accountability is too nice. But there's a lot of blame pie to go around. I think everybody's getting a slice. It's just a matter of how big and how.
And sometimes managers and coaches will play guys, the wrong guys, to send a message to the general manager.
Yeah, I think I think Council actually did that earlier in the year with the bunt game. I think that was this is what we have to do.
Making outs on the bases.
To manufacture runs, because I don't have guys that can hit homers. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cubs last night. Layla hit on something, and Alex Kuhn hit on something that we need to talk about. The darkest timeline.
We're in the darkest baseball timeline. Boy.
You mean two last place teams?
I'm walking into the room with two pizzas, and the room is on fire.
Martin Maldonado is almost at 100, though.
So. I did almost. See last night. I was like, Martin Maldonado hit a home run. I did the same thing.
Almost.
The exact same thing.
My partner is getting ready for the NASCAR race, so she's got all sorts of stories about getting ready for that. Sahadev Sharma will join us at noon, and then we'll do, what are you calling, are you calling it the real pregame, or are we calling it pre-pre?
But here's the thing. We have a segment at 11 that I've entitled Business Decisions, where, listen, your favorite player on a team that might not be so great might be managing his business.
And we need to be okay with that. So that's what we have planned. Gentlemen, have an excellent rest of your day.
Have a great show. Cash rules everything around me. Cream dollar, dollar.
Get the dollar bills, y'all. By Chance the Rabbi.
I'd like to say f*** you to that kid right now.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.